Hello, brothers and sisters. It's our prophetic year of impact and our season of unusual miracles and pleasant surprises. Hallelujah. This is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Amen. The Bible records how God worked unusual miracles through the hand of Paul. And in this season, God wants us to be proactive in asking Him anything that we need. Mark 11 verse 24 says, "Therefore I tell you, whatever you ask for in prayer, believe that you have received it, and it will be yours." Hallelujah. You are welcome back to yet another episode of Inspiration for Today with Alex Afamifune. I'm your host, your friend and beloved brother, the son most loved and favored of God. Big shout out to all our friends, well-wishers and listeners of Inspiration for Today, IFT. God richly bless you for your deliberate effort and sacrifice to spread the word of God by sharing our devotional. And if you just joined us and you want to be a part, just click on the share button and spread the gospel to the world. God bless you. Inspired by the Holy Ghost, Inspiration for Today, IFT, is written by the founding pastor of Divine Life Christian Ministry, Pastor Daniel Anwar, an anointed man of God, empowered greatly in this end time to bring healing and preach deliverance to this generation all over the world. Friends, God's word will be coming up right after this short musical break. Stay right there. Don't go anywhere.
Be glorified. That's our prayer tonight. I just want to say thank you. You get the glory. You get the praise. Take all of the honor. I want to say thank you. You get the glory. You get all of the praise, God. It all belongs to you. I just want to say thank you. Come on, say you get the glory.
Hallelujah, glory to God. That there was a voice of Timothy Reddick singing, "You Get the Glory." I'm sure you are blessed by it. Amen. You're welcome back. And here's God's word for the 18th day in May 2024. You are your own prophet. Numbers chapter 11 verse 29, our opening scripture says, "And Moses said unto him, Enviest thou for my sake? Would God that all the Lord's people were prophets, and that the Lord would put His Spirit upon them." Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we are grateful for life. We are grateful for a beautiful day that You have made. We thank You, Lord, for health and strength and for Your plan and purpose for our lives. We ask that You bless Your word in our hearts today with understanding. In Jesus' name, amen. Yesterday marked the 27th anniversary of our wedding. As I spent time thanking the Lord for blessing me with such a beautiful, wonderful gift of grace for a wife, I also took a trip down memory lane and saw more reasons to remain eternally grateful to God, who denied me the opportunity of making a destiny truncating mistake in the choice of a life partner. To Him be all the glory forevermore. Amen. As I reflected on the events that preceded our wedding, a particular incident came to mind which informed the subject of today's devotional. A few years before our wedding, some brethren had come to visit my mom, who was staying with me at the time, and they stayed the night in my house. Although my mom knew them because they belonged to the same denomination, it was my first time of meeting this precious pastor and the sisters that came with him. As we shared fellowship together, my mother requested for us to pray, and we did. During the prayer, prophecies were given in turn by the two undergraduate sisters. To my amazement, everything they prophesied about came to pass, including a prophecy about a fire outbreak on a platform of a major oil company in the country, which in retrospect, I regret not praying to forestall it. Many lives were lost in that fire incident. A few more encounters with them and the perfect accuracy that trailed their prophecies gave me reason to believe every prophecy they gave. Then, on one occasion, one of the sisters prophesied that my wife wasn't God's will for me, and if I went ahead to marry her, not only would I not have a child or any child, but I would return to the village within 5 years with all my belongings containing one Ghana must go. In addition to that, I was told about the lady who was said to be God's will for my life. Having developed so much trust for their prophecies, I believed them and doubted what God had individually told my wife and I concerning the fact that He was bringing us together for a divine assignment. Even though I wasn't thrilled about the lady, and I told the Lord that I had no feelings for her, I still went ahead because I wanted to please God at the expense of my happiness. No sooner had we met than we planned for the wedding within 3 months of our first meeting. Everything was happening so fast, and I was unhappily excited because she was rich and had a rich relation who promised to sponsor our honeymoon to a Middle East country. Without any waste of time, I casually informed my wife that she wasn't God's will for me and hence would be married to the person the Lord has chosen, in quote. Although I still had some reservation because I was initially certain that I heard from God very well, but after my encounter with this trio, I doubted what I heard and trusted more in what they prophesied to me. Then the Lord intervened, probably in response to a prayer I had prayed earlier, asking Him not to allow me to make any mistakes in the choice of a spouse. He queried me for not asking Him if the prophecy not to marry my wife was from Him or not. He asked me to go back to the person He had given to me. Interestingly, within 3 months of our wedding, my wife got pregnant and I got a contract job with a major oil company and later became a regular staff 18 months after. We didn't relocate to the village any longer. Eventually, the pastor came to visit us and praised God for not allowing us to miss out on our destiny. Beloved, have a personal relationship with God and learn to hear God for yourself, because you are the greatest prophet of your own life. Shalom. Let us pray this simple prayer together, believers. Say after me, Dear Heavenly Father, please help me to know You for myself and have confidence in my relationship with You. In Jesus' name, and we all say, Amen.
Friends, if you're listening to this devotional and you're yet to sincerely surrender your life to Christ, I encourage you to give your life over to Jesus and make Him your Lord and Master. If you've made the choice to be born again and make Jesus the Lord of your life, then say the simple prayer after me. Oh Lord God, I acknowledge that I am a sinner. Please forgive me of all my sins. Wash me with Your precious blood. Save me from eternal destruction. I confess that Jesus is the Lord of my life, and I believe He died and rose from the dead for my salvation. I receive eternal life into my spirit. I confess that I am born again. Thank You, Lord, for saving me. In Jesus' name, and you say, Amen. Now, if you said that prayer with the whole of your heart, congratulations to you. You are now born again. It simply means that you have entered into a father-son relationship with the Most High God. And as heaven is rejoicing over you right now, on this side of heaven, Pastor Daniel and Pastor Edna Anwan, together with the entire assembly of the saints in Divine Life Christian Ministry, celebrate you. And we welcome you as the newest member of our family. We want you to know that we love you from the depths of our hearts. So, brothers and sisters, welcome on board a movement of believers taking over the world for Jesus as we communicate the very life of God. This message is reaching you from the beautiful city of Pawhucket River State, Nigeria. If you're in town, worship with us on Sunday at the Cathedral of the Supernatural, 34 MT Mboba Road, Rumokuta, time 8 a.m. Check out the description box for our social media handles and be sure to like us on Facebook, hit the subscribe button on YouTube and turn on your post notifications so you'll be notified whenever we come online. Also, be encouraged to join us on Wednesdays for Life in the Word, which is our Bible study, a day set aside to learn from the Lord, ask questions about life, and get satisfactory answers and discover deep secrets in the scriptures in order to know what is rightfully ours in Christ, as well as gain directions in life. So, make out time to be with us this Wednesday. Time is 5:30 p.m. West African time. Again, I urge everyone hearing the sound of my voice to ensure you bless a life by sharing this podcast to friends and loved ones in all platforms. Connect with us on speed dial, WhatsApp, or using any of our social media handles in the description box on the podcast platform below. We will be happy to hear from you if you need guidance, counseling, and most importantly, to let us know that you gave your life to Christ. Our pastors will be on standby to guide you rightly. All right, people of God, declare this over your lives. Say, I'm healthy and wealthy. I arise and shine because my light has come. I flourish like a palm tree in every facet of my life. In Jesus' name, and the people of God say, Amen. Thank you so much, friends, brothers, and sisters, for listening. And I do hope that God's word has been a blessing to you. Closing out today's episode is Nathaniel Bassey featuring Abigail Bassey singing Glory and Honor. I'm still your host, your friend, and beloved brother, Alex Afanifu. And I'll be coming your way again tomorrow morning. But until then, God bless you.